Time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of John, John chapter 16. We're going to read from verse 32 down through the end of the chapter, which is just two verses. And then we're going to read the first five verses of chapter 17. John 16, verse 32 and 33, and then John 17, verses 1 through 5. And so if you'd please open your Bibles and turn to those sweet verses, we'll begin reading in just a few moments. While you're turning to those chapter and verse of the Bible, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. Our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. Now let's begin the reading of the sweet word today, John chapter 16, beginning to read with verse 32. John chapter 16, verse 32. Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered every man to his own, and shall leave me alone, and yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye might have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come, glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Let's begin with prayer after the reading of the wonderful word. Father, I thank and praise you that we can come together and study your word today. Please, Lord, that we would set our lives to bring honor and glory unto you. Please, Lord, help us to see these sweet words, see this wonderful prayer, most great prayer of the Scripture of all the world of all time, as we look to the 17th chapter. Please, as we finish the 16th, help us to see your way and will for our lives, that we may again serve you, again bring honor and glory unto you. Please, Lord, help us to see your way and will, and then to follow it ever so carefully. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So we look back to the 32nd verse of this last chapter of chapter 16. We need to understand some wonderful things that are here. Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered every man to his own, and shall leave me alone, and yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. We've spent some time looking at those that verse of Scripture last time we were together. The hour is come. You know, an hour that has been set from the very foundation, the beginning of the foundation of the world, before the foundation of the world, of this time to come. And as we look at this this time of the Scripture, the time that the Lord Jesus here is speaking of, he knows what's going to happen, because when Jesus Christ goes to the cross, those that have followed him and stayed ever so close won't be ever so close anymore. They're going to scatter. They're going to run for their lives, because they don't understand what's going on, even though the Lord Jesus has clearly spoken to them. He has taught them, and yet they're going to find it very hard to understand when they go through these steps. Sometimes in our life it's the same way. We don't really understand what's going on or why it's going on, and so we just many times we fail to serve the Lord and fail to follow after the Lord Jesus, because we do not understand the trials and the tribulations, the things that's going on. And so please, Lord, have us at those times when we don't understand, walk by faith and still stay so close to you. We should always desire to do that. As we look here, we find him teaching his disciples at the closing days and hours of the Lord Jesus' life here upon earth, in his where he took on the human body. And as he is teaching them, they are coming closer each step. It says in the verse 30, "We believe that thou camest forth from God." They're beginning to understand a little bit more, and that's the way we're to learn the precious word, to learn the word of God and the will of God, is little bit upon little bit, precept upon precept, and help us to not get discouraged as we walk after the Lord and many times fail the Lord, many times miss the Lord. Help us not to become discouraged, but turn to the strength of the Lord, follow Him by faith, serve Him in a mighty way, even when it doesn't make a lot of sense to us. God knows what's best. Let us follow Him. And here we find that these people are going to just scatter because of what's to come and going to take place. "Every man to his own, and shall leave me alone, and yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me." And we've talked about how there's just a short period of time at the crucifixion when that sin is laid upon the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, when it's laid upon the Lord Jesus, that God the Father pulls Himself away because He cannot look upon sin, have any involvement or part of it, and so He pulls Himself away. But we know that immediately that the God the Father returns, and He and God the Son tells us here that yet I am not alone, because He knows that the God the Father, there's a purpose here, there's a work here to be done, and He's following it to the very letter of the call, everything He's supposed to do. He says, because the Father is with me, and He knows He's doing His Father's will. "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace." Why do we spend time in the Word of God? You know, that's one sad thing about today. So few people have Bible studies and take time to study the Word of God on any kind of a regular basis. And when we fail to do that, why, we cannot expect God's direction. We cannot expect God's will. We can definitely not expect God's peace and joy. And yet here in this scripture, verse 33, John 16, 33, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Be joyful. I have overcome the world." Well, when we serve the One, we've come by faith of the Lord Jesus Christ and been saved. We are believers. Let's begin that wonderful walk in glorifying God the Father, bringing honor and glory unto God. And let us enjoy each day, whether it be a day of trial and tribulation or just a good day. You know as well as I do that when a day begins, sometimes you know right up front it's going to be a good day or it's going to be a bad day. Well, every day should be a good day because of what the Lord Jesus has done for us upon the cross of Calvary, saved us, taken our sin away. It should be a joyful day each day. "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace." There's the key. That's the thing that you need to always remember. Abide in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will have this peace and this joy each and every day. Abide in Him, in me ye might have peace. Now what happens to us is that we get inside or get to ourselves. We forget to spend time in God's Word. We forget to spend time in prayer unto the Lord and fellowship with Him. We just don't seem to have time to get to Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. We just don't have time. There's too many other things that are too important to us. Oh, there should never be anything more important than spending time with the Lord Jesus Christ, spending time fellowshipping with the Father, listening to the leadership of the Holy Spirit as the Holy Spirit teaches us God's Word, as we pore over His Word and as we enjoy that time. There should be nothing more important than that. Oh, I know, we find and we seem to place things, not that we intend to, but it seems like the Word of God is something that always kind of gets set aside. I'll do it a little later. Please don't let us do that, Lord. Help us to always, as we visit in fellowship with you, Lord, don't ever let us do that. And it's important that we understand the need to visit and to fellowship with the Lord, to study His Word every day, and don't miss a time to do that. If you do, ask God to forgive you and get right back into fellowship with Him, because I want you to have the peace that God is offering you. And He offers you a peace only to believers. If you do not know the Lord Jesus, if you've never come by faith to Him, you've attended church all your life, been faithful to the church, but you've never confessed your sin and come to the Lord Jesus Christ, if you've never done that, says, well, I do that every Sunday, or I understood all that when I took the Lord's, in time of instruction, a lot of times during the ages of 11, 12, 13 years old, why you have a thing called catechism, that you come and you learn the Word of God, and that's great. There's nothing wrong with those classes and those things like that, to come and study the Word of God to learn it. But when we accept that as being, and you come before the church, and would you like to join the church? Yes. And many times between baptism and joining the church, we have placed that as our salvation experience. It should never be put there. Those things are wonderful. It's important that we're baptized. It's important that we come and study the Word of God and learn of the Word of God. But when you trust in those things and not in you coming and the Holy Spirit touching your heart and you coming to the Lord Jesus Christ and asking Him to save you, when you neglect that part, neglect the place of salvation, coming by faith to Jesus Christ and believing, when you neglect that, why, then salvation is not yours. Peace is not yours. Joy is not yours. And I want you to have peace and joy, and you have that by abiding. And that in me ye might have peace, the Scripture tells us in verse 33. Okay, so it has to be, you have to pour your life into the Lord Jesus Christ. Follow Him. Serve Him. Be a witness for Him. Bring honor and glory unto Him and to the Father once again. These words spake Jesus, and lifted up His eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come. We had in verse 32, Behold, the hour cometh, yea, and now is. Verse 1 of chapter 17, we find, The hour is come. These words spake Jesus. Oh, He's been teaching His disciples. He's been teaching those that are close. Spent time with Him. If you want to learn the Word of God, you want to learn the will of God, you want to have the power of God, then you've got to spend time with Him. These disciples did. They spent time with Him, and they received His power and His strength because they stood by and they listened to Him. And even though the Lord Jesus Christ physically is not standing before us, not coming among us, we have the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. He is living within us, teaching us of the Lord Jesus, just as the Lord Jesus Christ would be standing before us, teaching us. And so please that you find that you take time. What do these disciples have to do, or what did they do in following? He called them to be fishers of men. And so they left their nets, they left their families, they left their father and their mother, and they began in service. And it seems that we have here 3 years of teaching as the Lord Jesus spent this time with them, showing them, and yet many things they didn't understand until after the Lord Jesus went to the cross and after the Lord Jesus rose from the dead. Now see, we have all that already. We have the Word of God from cover to cover, Genesis to Revelation, for us to have and enjoy and study. Those disciples didn't. Yes, they spent a period of time with the Lord Jesus physically here upon earth, but we have something greater, because the Holy Spirit is indwelling every one of us. So God within us, when you come by faith to Jesus Christ, different than at the time when the disciples were here, because when they were here, when the Lord Jesus would go to be by Himself and leave the disciples, no longer was God present with them, because He was physically somewhere else. Now we have the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, within our heart. Great to have the Teacher with us continually. And we're told to abide. that in me ye might have peace. And so please don't miss that. Now, these words spake Jesus. He taught them. And he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. A little bit different than when we pray. You know, you can pray with your eyes open looking up. You can pray with your eyes closed looking down. You can pray on your knees. You can pray walking. You can pray driving. There's many ways to spend in time and in fellowship with the Lord. But what's the most important is that you do it. And it be a good time, not just a time when things are going all bad for you and you don't know what to do. And so then you decide that, okay, God, I'm going to call on you because I've tried everything else. I'm going to ask you that first of all, you need to call upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Here we find that he called, and he called for himself. He said and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come, glorify thy Son. Glorify thy Son. Now we're going to spend a little bit of time, and then we're going to come back next time because we don't have enough time today to work on this. So we're going to work through all five verses, and then we'll come back and we'll probably go through them again and just add some things next time we come together. If you'll notice, the word glorify, glory, glorified, those words are spoken many times in these first five verses of this chapter 17. This section in 17 is a very beautiful prayer. It is a public prayer that the Lord Jesus gives here, and it's wonderful because it's the greatest prayer that was ever prayed upon earth. It's the greatest that's ever recorded. And if you'll think about this in this way, in this manner, because we got to hear God the Son speaking to God the Father. And it's a wonderful picture. And it's a great example for us. This isn't what we call the Lord's Prayer, and yet that's what this is. What we call the Lord's Prayer is an instruction for us on how to pray. But here, this is actually the Lord's Prayer. The Lord Jesus Christ praying to his Father. It's not a long prayer, is it? You know, I believe that we need to spend, if you publicly come and pray and pray and pray and pray and pray, I think that you probably need to spend more time alone with the Lord over your prayer and your requests and your Bible study. Too often we hear people and they pray and they have these beautiful prayers, or what they think to be these beautiful prayers. Who are they praying when they speak? Do they really want to hear what they're saying? I hope I said that correctly. In other words, are they praying to God the Father through the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ? Is that what they're is it the purpose to have them hear the their requests, their burdens? They're praying for themselves and for others, or are they praying so that other people can hear? Do you understand what I'm saying? Is it a prayer from the heart? Prayer is something that's a fellowship between you and the Father. Between you and the Father is prayer. Prayer is something is used that is not spoken of very little in the Scripture concerning public prayer, other than a public prayer that was criticized, as the scribes and the Pharisees they would stand before the Sadducees. They would stand out on the corner, and they would pray unto God. Well, they would fast so that their cheeks and their face would be drawn in. They would do this so that it had the appearance of godliness. God says, I don't really want that. I don't like that. Don't do it for show. So if you're praying a prayer for someone else, be careful that that you're not doing it so that you give this appearance of somebody that is holy and that is righteous, and that's why you're doing it. Be careful with your prayer. It is something between you and the Father. And yes, to pray publicly among other believers, to lift up prayer and enjoy that time, there's nothing wrong with that. You get around folks that are believers in Jesus Christ, and you want to spend time in prayer together and be praying not only for power for yourselves, but for the church and for others. That's fine. I'm not going to tell you that it's wrong to do it. But I am telling you that many times, the prayer that is spent publicly is the only prayer time that is spent. There's very little time spent with you privately with God the Father. And be careful so that when you come to God the Father, you have not only, and that's the Lord Jesus here, he says, glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. You see the purpose. You see the purpose in the Son, God the Son's prayer, the Lord Jesus' prayer, is that please strengthen me, make me strong, make me a person of might in you, that I may carry out what you have for me to do. In other words, the Lord Jesus is going to go to the cross. He's going to be beaten. He's going to go through this fake trial, and he's going to be beaten, and he's going to be crucified. He's going to be put in the grave. And he says, you strengthen me that I can carry out everything that I need to do. Please, glorify me, glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. When we ask the Lord to give us something, whatever it is, it should be something that is going to bring something that we receive, whatever it might be, an ability to do something or some material item. When we receive that, do we receive that and desire to have it? Because when we have it, then we'll be able to give God the glory, more glory with our life. Do we have a wonderful singing voice? Do we have a good speaking voice? And we've asked the Lord to give us that, to give us the ability to speak before people or sing before people. Do we do it so that we can bring honor and glory to ourselves? Or do we do it so that we can buy that gift? Buy that, and again, whether it's a material gift or a spiritual gift, whatever the gift might be that we have asked the Lord for, and when He gives you something, I want to explain to you that it is a gift. It is something He has given you, and we need to praise and honor Him for it and thank Him for it. But is that gift, and is the desire that you have of your heart for that gift, is it going to bring honor and glory unto the Father? And is that the purpose of you asking for it? That you can bring honor and glory unto God the Father. The Son, the hour's come, the time has come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. Father, would you give me this? Because if I had that, I can serve you in a greater way. I believe, Father, that if I had this, if I had this ability, if you gave me this opportunity, I can bring honor and glory unto you. But many times we pray for a better job or a different workplace or so many different things, a new home, a new car. We pray for many things that are material and otherwise, and it has only one advantage, only one purpose that we are praying for that. It's for self. It's for me. It's not that because of that, then I will have a greater way of glorifying God the Father. So look when you're praying. This here is a very beautiful prayer, a very wonderful prayer. And the very first thing that the Lord Jesus prays for is Himself. So you see, to pray for yourself, there's nothing wrong with that. But be careful that when we do pray for ourselves, that we do pray properly, and that is that we pray that God get rid of this and move this aside, and please put me here, because if I could do that, then I will have an opportunity. You know, too often in the church today, it's not people desiring to have an opportunity to serve. It's they're kind of staying in the background because they're afraid somebody's going to ask them to do something. And then they're going to have to figure out, well, do I go ahead and do it for a short period of time, or do I try to figure out how I can get out of it? That's the life of most Christians. How can I get away and get out of this situation here so I don't have to speak, or I don't have to read, or I don't have to do this, or I won't have to do that? You know, I just don't have time to do that. That's the common statement today in the church, instead of asking the Lord ahead of time, Father, we've got some children here. They're going to need to be taught. Boy, I'm not a teacher, but you can make me a teacher. You give me the work and the wisdom and the power, and I'll begin to read your word, and you make me a teacher, and that I can teach those little children, or I can teach those adults, or there's some work, physical work that needs to be done around the church. Lord, I'm no good at that. Would you help me, Lord? Give me a talent. You know, I know somebody that they're pretty good about that. Father, would you let them help me so that we can work together to take care of this? Instead of that, it's all, I don't have time. I'd like to serve a little more, but I really just don't have time. Please, we should always desire to bring honor and glory. Oh, yes, the old flesh gets victory most of the time. The Lord Jesus Christ has taught these disciples, continued from the beginning of the ministry that he has taught them, but in the last few chapters here, there's much they have learned. They've learned about the comforter that's coming. They've learned about many things that's going to come to pass. Some they understand, some they don't, but they are aware that he keeps reminding them the hour is coming. The hour cometh in verse 32 of chapter 16. Chapter 17, verse 1, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. Oh, that to begin to understand that hour that's come, the time, the hour that was set from before eternity. Isn't it something? The Lamb of God slain from the foundation of the world. The very time that the Lord Jesus is coming to here is a time that has been that's been set before the foundation of the world, the Scripture tells us. It is wonderful to look to the Word of God. It's wonderful that the Lord Jesus taught his disciples, spoke to his disciples. Now he has stopped for a few moments and is speaking to his Father, and he speaks it out loud because he wants these disciples to learn and to understand and to hear. You know, speaks to his Father, he speaks to his Father clearly. Oh, the Father and the Son know exactly what's going on, but he speaks for the benefit of these disciples so that they can hear. He speaks for our benefit so that we may learn. The Lord Jesus Christ right now has finished this great work and is the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. That's where he's at today, to every and for every believer. Again, Jesus begins to pray, Father, the hour's come. It's here. This time that I have come to earth is it's come to an end. It's time for me to die. And again, it was set from the foundations of the world. There is wonderful for us to have an opportunity to go to the Lord in prayer, go to God and Father in prayer as a believer. It's wonderful that we have that opportunity. And please, we use that opportunity, but we don't use it selfishly and then wondering why our prayers aren't answered. But if we would go with a mind that we're going to and a heart that I want to please the Lord, I want to serve the Lord, I want to bring honor and glory unto the Lord, if that would come, you would begin to see your prayers answered, and answered quickly and answered repeatedly, because you see your heart's changed from being of the world to being of God. Oh, this awful sight that was to come, Calvary, the cross. Oh, it's not going to be long, but you know, to the eyes of all that watched, was the most awful thing you could ever look upon. The physical place and the condition of the Lord Jesus Christ, and yet that very offering and sacrifice was a sweet savor unto the Father. You know, as we look to the Word of God and study, and again, we're going to begin with the 17th chapter, verse 1, next time we come together. But please, please, be in service unto the Lord Jesus. First come to Him. Trust in Him as your Savior. There's a question I ask each time, and that is, what are you going to do about Jesus?